But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to the broadcast. I'm Sean, your host. We are resuming our study in our Psalms and Proverbs. We're looking for encouragement and wisdom from the Psalms and Proverbs, and we're ready for chapters 20, or 21 rather. So Proverbs 21, Psalms 21. Real quick, the website is www.scriptureandprophecy.com. That's where you go to find the archives for the podcast and support this mission of truth, the mission to feed the people with the true Word of God, weekly Bible studies between 2 and 3 times a week. That's basically what we're doing here in a nutshell. And the occasional End Time Prophecy podcast as well. All right, I just want to dig right in this morning, so let's ramble no further. And let's take a look. We're going to start with the Psalms. Psalm 21, a Psalm of David. We're going to be using the King James Bible. And if you wonder why I use the King James Bible primarily, I explain in great detail about that. If you go to the website, scriptureandprophecy.com, there's at the top, it says, why the King James Bible? And there'll be no question in your mind why after you listen to that broadcast. All right, let's have a look. A chief musician, a Psalm of David, Psalm 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even lengths of days forever and ever. His glory is in thy salvation. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him, for thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thy hand shall find out all thy enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thy anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thy arrows upon the strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. You know, the day is coming, and maybe not too far in the future, where God's fiery anger that it talks about here in verse 9 is going to manifest and come to pass. It says, thou shalt make them a fiery oven in the time of thy anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. I just don't think people understand. Well, we know people don't understand what is really coming. The day of the Lord. The scriptures even tell us as believers not to long for the day of the Lord. because it's a day of darkness. That's a reminder for some of us. Let me see if I can find that scripture real quick for you. I don't know why that's coming to mind, but yeah, it's in the book of Amos. There's a warning against it. Amos chapter 5 warns believers against longing for the day of the Lord. And someone might say, well, why would anybody long for the day of the Lord? Well, when you look at the way the world is and you look at the evil that's been done, sometimes you might be tempted to long for the day of the Lord. It says, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. And then he gives a little description about what it'll be like. It says, if a man did flee from a lion, this is what it would be like. As if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him. Or he went into a house and leaned his hand on a wall and a serpent bit him. In other words, no matter where you turn, you will not be able to escape it. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light, even very dark and no brightness in it? I despise your feast, and I will not smell your solemn assemblies. Yeah, and he goes on to talk about some of those things, but I just thought I would share that with you. That was coming to mind. All right, let's move on. Chapter 21, the book of Proverbs. And this is more continuation of wisdom. Warnings and instructions is basically what we're dealing with here. So let's take a look. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turneth it wheresoever it he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the hearts. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. You know, we see a lot of scriptures like this, where it talks about, you know, there's scriptures where he even talks about how, you know, you're doing all your feasts and all these things and you're fasting, but it's worthless because you need to be taking care of the poor and the widow and those in need. And here this says to do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifices. Doing right justice, doing right judgment. It's the whole love your neighbor as yourself mentality. Verse 4, a high look and a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked is sin. The thoughts and the diligence tend only to plenteousness, but every one that is hasty only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is vanity tossed to and fro of them that seek death. The robbery of the wicked shall destroy them, because they refuse to do judgment. The way of a man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. It is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Yeah, Solomon's actually going to make this point twice, that it's better to basically live by yourself in a undesirable situation than to be in a house with a contentious woman, a woman who's wanting to fight and argue. It's basically what he's saying. The way of a man, skip verse 10. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes. When a scorner is punished, the simple is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge. The righteous man wisely considereth the house of the wicked, but God overthroweth the wicked for their wickedness. Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. See right there, there's another verse pointing out and confirming what we just talked about. Let's read that again. Whosoever stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be heard. So if you're going to ignore the poor, turn your nose up at them, ignore their needs, ignore their cries, the day is coming when you are going to be in need, and your cries will be ignored. Verse 14, a gift in secret pacifieth anger, and a reward in the bosom strong wrath. It is joy to the just to do judgment, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous, and a transgressor for the upright. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness, and honor. Let me read that one again. He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life. Those who seek to walk in righteousness, those who seek to show mercy, they're going to find life and honor. Verse 22, a wise man scaleth the city of the mighty and casteth down the strength of the confidence thereof. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. And that's another one that we see over and over and over in the Proverbs, this idea about controlling your tongue, about keeping your mouth shut, and how there's great wisdom in those who are able to keep their mouth closed. Whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles. Proud and haughty scorner is his name, who dealeth in proud wrath. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. Let that be a word for this generation. The desire of the slothful, the lazy, it leads to his own death. Why? It's for his hand, because he refuses to work. He covereth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he bringeth it with a wicked mind? A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he directeth his ways. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is in the Lord. Let me read that last one again. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Your confidence, your security, your safety, that is all in the hands of the Lord. And to think that you are in control of it is a delusion. We must rely on God for everything. And understand that we are nothing without Him. You know, this, you know, some mornings I even struggle with the podcast. Like, I'm just struggling to read it, I'm struggling to have intelligible thoughts to share on the podcast, and occasionally, and this has been one of those mornings where I've just had to pause it in the middle of the podcast and pray and ask God to help me and come to terms with the fact that I'm not wise, that anything that comes through this microphone and goes out to the people and pierces their hearts and causes them to draw near to God is from God. It's not of my own strength. I've got to pray every morning before the podcast and say, God, please fill me with the Spirit and speak through me for the sake of the people listening to the podcast. Because if I sit down here with the wrong mindset and think that I am wise in my own eyes, I'll very quickly learn that I am not. We are leaning on God for all things. All things. We may think that we're great or we're special in a certain area. Be careful. You could very quickly become humbled. We rely on God in all things, and even in war, it is Him. He is our safety. He is our shield. Well, that's the podcast for this morning. I pray that in some way it's made a positive impact on you, that it's blessed you, that it spoke to you in some way. And Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Thursday, most likely on Thursday, to do our gospel portion for the week. And then hopefully on Friday, we'll do our study in the book of Jubilees. Peace and grace be with all of you, and until next time, God bless.